Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast, where we are talking about this last week's episode, Public Enemy. Yes, we're a little behind, but don't worry, we'll catch up. So yes, we're playing catch up tonight. Arrow Talk is, this is episode 18 of season 3. Pretty epicness going on, a lot of killings, a lot of betrayals, and wow, once again, Oliver Queen is exposed as the Arrow, but then as we know it, Roy takes the hit for his comrade. Pretty cool. Shows a lot of loyalty and comfort that Oliver will do all he can to get Roy safe and free from jail. All right, so let's see. We are live for the next 25 minutes. Please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. Let's see. Our first caller here is from area code 239. Welcome.
Matt Al Ghul, what is up? From Nanda Parbat.
Yeah, so what do you think about this episode, Matt?
Oh, my God. What a crazy episode, especially what's going on with Oliver and with Maceo. I mean, God, the guy saved his life. Do you think he would stop working for Roz? I mean, geez, he's gone completely psycho of serving that mad demon. I mean, what's going to happen when Oliver takes
he
on the
mantle? He has to die. He has to die.
I mean,
there's no way out.
He's gonna have to become the new Ra's al Ghul. I mean,
yeah. Well, don't you think with the clips that they're showing on the Flash, where they show Oliver in kind of a Ra's al Ghul type of getup? What do you think about that, Matt?
That's very, yeah. I think that was so cool, especially when he says, "I am Al Saheem. You will obey." I mean, what's going on there? Oliver would never, ever, ever, ever say that. It's like they do something to him. Because they're going to find a way to find something, just like when Malcolm went to the League to be trained, because it does forge you into something and then drive you completely insane and turn you into a killer. Roz is going to help Oliver get over his mom's death.
Yeah.
And then probably go back to the island in season 4 and kill Slade. Both him and Maceo, because we know Slade is, even though he had the chance to do it in the episode The Return, but he didn't. But Jesus, do you still think Thea actually killed Sarah? I'm still kind of not buying it.
Me too, but I think they are. I think they are done with it.
I mean,
I don't want it to be, because I'm like, I'm not. There's no closure for me.
I mean, I was so shocked that Malcolm used some type of mind control on Thea to actually kill Sarah. I mean, things are finally going great with Laurel and her sister, and then right at the open of Sarah had to die. I mean, things were finally going great for her. And, like, Roz wasn't going to even target Starling. And then all of a sudden, the League starts coming once Sarah dies, and then once Oliver dies and gets back to life by the hands of Tatsu. I mean, these new upcoming episodes towards the finale. But if Felicity dies, I'm going to be so upset. How about you?
Oh, are you kidding me? They're not going to kill her.
I think it could be her. You don't want to know,
then,
do you?
But then if she does, she'll just come back with, like, superpowers. Right?
Most likely. But still, it sucks. But still, I was so shocked when Roz kidnapped Lance, and I somehow knew he would tell Lance that Oliver Queen is the arrow. And I thought he would flip out, that he would say, "You killed my daughter, you sick son of a bitch."
Yeah.
And because he does know how to shoot arrows. And but do you think Lance is going to find out if Malcolm used Thea?
I don't know.
That's going to be too
much.
What
are your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I keep playing it over and over as a crazy fan theory in my mind on what's going to happen when he finds out that Thea, because there's hardly any screen time with Detective Quentin Lance and
we saw Thea and Roy in bed, and they're all talking. They're like all talking about sex. They're like, "That was good."
And now I think Ray Palmer is, and then I think the scenes with Felicity's mom were kind of dumb.
Yeah,
I think it was unnecessary for her to be in the episode because it was a big episode for the Arrow himself. I mean, for him to be chased like that, it kind of reminded me of The Dark Knight Rises in a way, where the cops are chasing him, and then Bane's going off with Bruce Wayne's prince, but this time the cops were chasing him because Roz and his men were going around dressed up as arrows because, boy, Roz has just gone completely insane. But
he's totally dead set about going after Oliver.
Yeah, and Roy, the way it ended, I thought...
Really well done.
Surprises him at the club, but maybe it's going to be in the following week's episode, Broken Arrow.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We're live for the next 19 minutes here on Arrow Talk, talking about this awesomeness, Public Enemy titled episode of Arrow. Call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number, 914-338-1036. We have a new caller from area code 469.
Chris from Kendall. I kind of wanted to join in with Roy and Thea.
In the middle, right?
Yeah. I can enjoy both.
There you go.
Yeah, they were doing it pretty good. I mean, I'd say about time they actually... I mean, they kind of were
doing it. Did you like that scene, Chris?
What?
I said, did you like that scene?
Oh, yeah, it was a good plan. I liked it.
Theo was like, thanks. I remember that, or whatever she said. I don't remember.
I appreciate it too, so. But, so talking about Adam.
Yeah, that the tiny robots were in his system, and now he's going to have to fire the streak.
I think that was a spoiler, you know?
Spoiler to what?
To the future, because he's going to have to become, you know, like that, you know, be able to go to shrink, you know, and you know what I mean? Like they went in there and they shrank.
Do you think they might use him to defeat Grodd?
Maybe.
Yeah, but all of them's gonna be the new Roz.
And so Oliver is eventually heading that way. What do you guys think about that? Oliver heading to be the next Raj.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, he is going to be the next Raj. And in that transgression there, it looks like something in him to be evil and make him want to kill again. And he's going to turn against his friends. He's going to turn against Laurel. And do you think is the real Ra's al Ghul going to die, or is he just going to teach Oliver? I mean, just going to teach
I don't know.
Name,
they never even mentioned that. Like, what's going to happen post, or post Oliver now being the
and
new
like,
Ra's?
What did they choose?
Like, does he just now just go to Target? I mean, where does he go?
Yeah. I mean, the way they've done with Ra's, they've done so much great Batman storylines. I mean, I can't believe they used him. I mean, above all Batman villains or even Arrow villains, we get Ra's al Ghul. I mean, that I didn't think we get him in season 3. Or even him on the small screen, because we just only got him in the Dark Knight movie.
Yeah, just in the Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah, but now
all right,
see him
so
more.
Let's now go to our favorite scenes. Yeah! Tonight, tell us about your favorite scene on this episode, Public Enemy. We are live right now. Please call in if you're listening. We know you're out there at 914-338-1036. Again, for the next 15 minutes. All right, Chris, let's go to you, sir. What was your favorite scenes, and tell us why?
I like all the scenes with the Atom and Felicity. You know, they were good. And
did you think the mom was too much? Because, you know, me and Matt were talking about that. Like, the mom was, like,
helped.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. The mom kind of helped a little bit, though, but, yeah. It wasn't.
But you still like that scene. Would you watch it again?
Yeah, I would watch it again. Yeah.
Like, would you just watch that scene more than like 10 times?
No. Well, actually, the scene after the Adam said, "I love you," and then Felicity went out there to talk to Amar. I actually kind of forwarded it.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was boring. I didn't want to see it. I wanted to see the next one.
So you didn't even like the mom?
No. I mean, I thought it was you. You know.
All right, let's go around
the
room. It's poll time. Let's go to you, Matt. Mom, on Felicity's mom, do you think she deserves to come back to Arrow? Thumbs up, thumbs
no.
down.
No.
Okay,
no,
let's go to
no.
you, Chris. Do you think she deserves to come back after this tragic appearance on Public Enemy? Felicity's mom, thumbs up, thumbs down. Chris?
Oh, I thought you were talking to Matt.
Chris.
Yeah, I don't care.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay. Come on, bro.
Down.
Thumbs down. Shot down. Felicity Mom will not be returning to Arrow. No, just kidding. We have no control over that.
You never know. You could be the writer.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so let me read you a quick synopsis of Public Enemy. During the attack against the mayor, Ray is also shot in the chest and taken to the hospital. As Captain Lance issues an arrest warrant for the Arrow and his team, will shoot to kill orders in effect. Realizing Mazzeo is an assassin, Oliver uses Nyssa to track his location. Ra's shows and Oliver and his team barely escape. To push over Oliver to accept the offer, Roz kidnaps Captain Lance and reveals Oliver's true identity as the Arrow. With the knowledge, Captain Lance, which that scene, I was like, come on, now someone knows about the Arrow? Well, I guess, you know, eventually everybody knows, so it doesn't matter. Because in the latest issue, he doesn't even wear a mask anymore. All right, so let's see. Back to, in order to save Oliver, Roy dresses as the Arrows, as the Arrow, and then stops Oliver's transport van and gives himself up to the police, insisting that he has been the Arrow all along. In flashbacks, Oliver thinks he has found Shadow, but it turns out to be her twin sister, May. Arja's agents come after them, but Mazel and Tatsu arrive to rescue them. Afterward, Oliver tells May what happened to her sister and father. And at least she has some closure now. What do you guys think about the flashbacks with Shadow's twin sister? Let's go to you, Chris. Oh, Chris!
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Go, bro.
I totally loved the episode. It was great. You know, minus the mom and whatever, the cousin coming back into town. It was good. It was a good scene. It was very intense. It was really getting really good, too. I know my sister don't like it, but, I mean, if you give it a chance, it's good in its own way, you know? So, because it's dark, you know, and I just feel like since I'm getting crazier, you know? So, yeah.
All right, what about you, Matt?
I did like the flashbacks with
with Shadow, the twin sister.
I thought she was alive for a minute there, the way Oliver looked at her, but it was the hard truth, and then also present day, Roz was right. The way Oliver said, I underestimated Roz. So, and then it was so sad what he had to tell May, that she lost her father, she lost her sister.
Yeah, that was a hard scene.
I mean, I can't imagine if May is alive in present day, if Slade fell for her. How crazy would that be? And if Slade could turn out to be a good guy now, how awesome would that be?
That would be so cool. Well, now you know. They're also, I'm hoping Oliver will stop at nothing to get Roy out of prison. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he said that in that promo trailer of Sacrifice. We know that scene in the trailer from Pal Asaph is coming up, where Lance is in the Arrow cave as they're returning down there, and he goes, "I got you now, you SOB." Where he's in the Arrow cave, and then that's when Oliver makes the final decision to become Ra's al Ghul.
Right.
Yeah. This show has just truly been amazing. I mean, season one went slow. I mean, it truly became great. I mean, the way it ended with the great cliffhanger, and then season two got very cool, and now season three has just been way awesome. But the thing that bummed me out, Jesus and Public Enemy, where the hell was Malcolm Merlyn? Why wouldn't he just go in there and save Oliver's ass?
Exactly. Where is he? Did they even explain that? Chris, what do you think? Oh, Chris. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to give up on you. All right.
I think I saw a glimpse of him watching the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he just sat there and say, screw it, I'm not going to help him. It's his choice if he becomes Ra's al Ghul or not. I'm done training him.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the big decision that he has to make again.
And
in order to save everybody, you know, from his family, to his friends. He has to do some sacrifice. Well, what do you think?
I think so too. I mean, he's going to have to make a big sacrifice in order to either save the world or to become the Hood again, the killer, or this exciting new costume we're going to see that's going to be similar to Malcolm Merlin's. I mean, what's going to happen when he becomes Ra's al Ghul? Is the real Ra's going to die? Because he did explain to Oliver in the offer by showing him the Lazarus pit that he is dying. Is he dying?
I don't know. That hasn't been revealed. I wish Chris was here. Maybe he might have known.
Because, you know, once Oliver is Ra's al Ghul, he could dig up Sarah's body and his mom's body and put it in the pit. How crazy would that be? And
whoa.
They come back to life.
So do you think Tommy is going to come back?
I hope so. Or he could be a member of the League once Oliver becomes Ra's al Ghul, like in how Maseo was, which was a shocking surprise, and he just went psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was truly a great episode, and just the way how he turned himself in, and then the way Lance smacked him in the face, and when before Roy.
Hey, wasn't it weird when Oliver walked into the precinct and all the cops drew their guns?
Yeah, but
remember how Oliver was kind of in the middle of everybody? So if they start shooting at him, they're gonna shoot each other.
Yep, pretty much.
I didn't understand that. Blocking.
What if Barry know what's going on and Barry could just speed Oliver to star laps?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been cool to see. Or Firestorm coming in to down all those cops.
Save the day, yeah.
Because I think I can't wait to see that crossover finale when they stop Reverse Flash. When Firestorm, Arrow, each work together to stop Reverse Flash. But still, amazing episode, very well done. I also love the funny scene where Ray tells Felicity, sort of, I love you.
Mm.
And then down her mom says to her, you love Oliver Queen. And we know she does, because in the upcoming episode, they finally do it. Trying to throw in a little humor there. Just kidding.
All right. So let's see. Well, we touched the base about what's going on with the flashbacks, and also what happened with Maseo being revealed as the Green Arrow, and continues to kill people in order to shame the Arrow character into this vigilante, and then now that the Captain knows, Captain Lance. He knows do you think this diversion of Roy will not, take him off the track? Do you think he will still look at Oliver as the Arrow? What do you think about that, Matt?
Because we know he's going to find the base. Because when they go down there.
Yeah, and once he finds that, it's game over.
That's going to probably be in the season finale or...
Do you think he will at all?
I hope so. I thought it was going to be in the recent episode, Public Enemy, but I guess not. But still, great episode. I loved all the chase scenes. Truly awesome. But the way Ray said, I love you to Felicity. Here's how I would say it to Felicity smoking if I were Ray. Or if I were anyone, I would say Felicity, I love you. Will you marry me?
That's there you go. You. See?
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
That's how you say to a girl, like, because it was April Fool's, I guess, when it aired. And I went to KryptonSite.com. They did an April Fool's joke that Alice and Max, Chloe was going to make an appearance on Arrow as Felicity's sister. How crazy would that be?
Yeah.
How funny would that be? But
I know.
A new show coming soon to ABC, to NBC, I heard.
Who
did? A new drama. I forgot what it was, but it's going to be premiering on NBC soon.
Oh.
Just go to IMDb and look up Alice and Mac. And,
okay, cool.
She's going to be her own show. All right, Jesus, great podcast. What podcast are we doing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, we might be taking a break, so that's why I had to do this one today. And then we might be back on Wednesday.
For Smallville Talk and
Marvel. Yeah, we're going to do DC. We're going to do back-to-back DC Comics talk, and then after that will be Marvel Talk on Wednesday.
Okay,
Wednesday will be our comic
Marvel
book talk
film
day.
Talk, on April the 30th, I might be a bit late for that's a Thursday night, so we probably won't do a podcast that night because I'm going to the Avengers Devil feature, 3D.
Nice. Very
so
nice.
I don't know if we're going to do a podcast on that night because it'll be
all right.
Our
cool.
Talk or that. So, because I'll be getting
all right, Matt. Give us a shout out, sir.
Great podcast. It sucks. There is no Flash and Arrow this week.
I know.
DW,
kept us wanting more.
You have failed this schedule.
There you go. Tell him, Matt. Tell him, Matt.
You have failed this schedule. My name is Matt Al Ghul. See ya.
There you go. All right, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in. Good night. We'll talk to you next week.